Welcome everyone to the Food for the Future podcast, coming to you live from the World Food Forum headquarters here in Rome, Italy. I'm Listia, your host, and I'm really excited to welcome you to our special series called World Forest Voices as part of the Committee on Forestry, or COFO. Today, we have a very special guest to kick off our series, Ms. Malgorzata Busco-Briggs, Secretary of COFO. She will share what COFO is and its global significance, current themes they are working on, and the importance of youth involvement in forestry and conservation. Get ready for an inspiring and informative session. Let's dive in.
I'm here to tell you a little bit more about the upcoming session of the Committee on Forestry called COFO. 27th session of the FAO and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations Committee on Forestry will be convened in Rome, here in the headquarters of FIO, along with the 9th World Forest Week 2024. The whole meeting will be held under the theme of accelerating forest innovation as a solution for a sustainable world. So why innovation is the key theme for the forest sector and for this specific meeting of COFO? The world's forests are under pressure, particularly from climate-related stressors, including deforestation, pests and diseases, or wildfires. And while deforestation is slowing down in some countries, it remains a global concern, along with rising demand for wood or for non-wood forest products. And under this complex scenario, it is really important that we look into innovations and how forest sector, particularly innovations in land management approaches or in value chain approaches, can contribute to a sustainable future and to a sustainable use of forest resources globally. So this COFO, which is a session over 1 week long, and will bring to Rome a number of ministers, high-level representatives from governments from around the world. It will also bring technical experts in the field of forestry, heads of forestry from all continents in the world. We'll discuss how to respond to these challenges that forests face, how to find solutions, how to collaborate, how to network, exchange experiences on already proven solutions in addressing exactly these pressing stressors that world forests meet. It's super important for young people to be involved in forestry and environmental conservation efforts for a number of reasons. One, it's future impact. Young people are the future leaders and decision makers. So getting involved now means you can shape better and more sustainable world for yourself and for future generations. Two, we need fresh perspectives, and young minds bring new ideas and innovative solutions to old problems. Your creativity, your enthusiasm can drive the changes needed to protect our environment. Number three, long-term benefits. The actions we take today in conserving forests and using them sustainably and the environment will have long-lasting effects. By getting involved, young people can ensure that those actions are positive and beneficial for the planet and the people. You will also have an opportunity to do development of your skills. Engaging in conservation efforts help you develop valuable skills such as leadership, network, teamwork, and problem solving, which are useful in many aspects of life, not only in your professional work. Building awareness, young people can also spread awareness and inspire others to act. Your passion and advocacy can influence your peers, families, your communities, your friends to support environmental and social causes. And of course, for personal connections, getting involved helps you build personal connections to nature, fostering a sense of responsibility and stewardship towards the environment. Along with the policy sessions at COFO plenaries, there will be a number of events at the World Forest Week. We will also have events that the youth and young people are invited to participate, and I think this gives a great opportunity for young people, for young professionals, to learn, to network, to meet experts, and get to know, you know, more in depth the forestry issues and forestry sector.
That sounds amazing. We are very excited to have youth participate in the sessions throughout the week during COFO, and we believe that youth truly are the driving force of change. Could you also tell us a little bit more about the discussions that will take place in COFO?
So COFO27 will have a number of interesting discussions on the pressing topics. One of them is related to bioeconomy. The concept of bioeconomy is very popular, and it is really important that COFO also considers what are the opportunities and also challenges that forest sector faces in order to contribute to the sustainable use of biomass and of the resources that forests offer. There are some interesting estimates and outlooks on the growing demand for biomass, growing demand for wood products, growing demand for non-wood products. And it is utmost important that we have solutions on using these resources in a sustainable way. So this is one of the very key topics that COFO will discuss. Furthermore, obviously, I think no surprise to anyone that in this organization, which is a food and agriculture organizations, we will discuss forestry and agriculture linkages. So the linkages, how the two sectors work together, and the how we can work on collaborative and cross-sectorial approaches. There is no way that one sector can solve human, you know, current problems alone. We need to find approaches that are cross-sectorial and that deal with cooperative solutions. So agriculture and forestry linkages through, for example, agroforestry or value chains or land management approaches will be also at the core of the discussions of this COFO. Similar topics will be then tabled to the Committee of Agriculture in September, also for the discussions of that committee. Another topic which may be interesting for youth and young people to learn more about is the threat to forests which comes from the wildfires. Wildfires threaten a huge amount of forests globally, both tropical and boreal zone. FIO has been doing enormous effort to find solutions to address this issue. We have recently launched jointly with United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, a program called Forest Fire Hub. We will be demonstrating the work of the World Forest Fire Hub. And we're expecting that COFO will also discuss the best possible solutions and will provide policy guidance and policy advice and recommendations on collaborative actions to address wildfires in forests globally. COFO will discuss a lot of interesting topics, and I think those topics are very interesting for young people and young professionals. One of them is urban forestries and trees in urban areas. Today, 57% of the world's population lives in cities, and this percentage is expected to grow to almost 70% by 2050. So it's a huge movement of people from the countryside to the cities. Having these big cities growing, city planners and city administration face daily challenges in managing complex issues, such as providing healthy and safe food, providing clean water, providing air, energy, housing, and green spaces. Trees and forests in urban areas, parks, play absolutely crucial role in order to provide for healthy living conditions in urban areas. So COFO will discuss what can be done and what we can do better in improving city planning, improving land use planning to increase number of trees and to increase green areas in cities. We call it urban and peri-urban forests, but it's not only that. It's every tree that matters. You may know that cities face a lot of challenges related to climate change and specifically to so-called heat islands. In the summers, the temperatures can reach, you know, 40, 50 degrees Celsius. By having trees in a really, you know, concrete areas of the city, they can decrease the temperature even 10%, 10 degrees Celsius down. So it's really, really important in terms of climate change, resilience and adaptation. So urban forestry will be one of the very exciting topics at this COFO. What else COFFA will discuss? COFFA will discuss other big items, such as the States of World's Forest Report 2024, which this year is focused on forest and innovations. COFFA will also talk about bioeconomy, using natural resources in a smarter, more sustainable way. Forests provide numerous opportunities to contribute to bioeconomy through its value chains with both wood and non-wood forest products. So this will be the topic that COFFA will look into. On one side, looking at opportunities, on the other side, looking at challenges and solutions. COFFA will also discuss forest and climate change, and will look in developing strategies and guidance on how to reduce impact of climate change on forests. So on one hand, forest adaptation. On the other hand, what is the role of forests in mitigation? And there is an enormous potential of mitigation potential of forests, which you may know, and COFFA will talk about this. We'll review the work that we do in this field, and will provide recommendations for the future, and also for collaboration between countries and global actions, not only global, regional and local as well.